Welcome to Experience Project Management with PMI Sweden Chapter, your podcast about the latest trends in project management that gives you the tools and new insights towards your project management journey.
Hi, dear listeners. We are very happy to be back after the summer. And before we begin with our guests, I would like to introduce my new podcast co-host, Gosha.
Hello, everyone.
So today we will be talking about how to become a better project manager through mentorship. So, Gosha, do you have ever had a mentor in your life?
Yeah, actually, I had in my private life, I will say that my dad has this role. At work, I will say that my boss absolutely is my mentor.
That sounds really good to have your boss as your mentor.
Yes. What about you, Josephine?
Yes, I actually have been getting a mentor previously through the PMI Sweden Chapter's mentorship program. I was lucky to get my mentor, and she has the experience of project management within the same field as me and as my studies. So it's been really great for me to get like insights from someone with experience from the same field.
That sounds great.
Yeah, right. So I think that getting like this advice and suggestions when it comes to finding and landing my hopefully perfect first job after finishing my master studies, it will benefit so much from this.
I am sure about this.
Yes, I think so too. So patiently waiting for us, we have two wonderful guests with us. We have Kelly and Jonas, and they have both participated in PMI Sweden Chapter's mentorship program. And they are also right now involved in organizing the mentors training program. Both Kelly and Jonas are project managers. And perhaps you can introduce yourselves a bit more. Kelly, please, would you like to start?
Yes, thank you. First of all, thank you for having me today. I am Kelly Gutierrez. I'm volunteer of the PMI Sweden mentorship program. I have participated as a mentee in the pilot in 2020 and as a mentor in the following edition this year. I'm an electrical engineer. I worked many years as a quality specialist and project manager. My experience in project management comes mostly from Brazil in different types of projects and industries like manufacturing, automotive, and most recently here in Sweden.
Great. And you, Jonas, can you introduce yourself?
Yes, hello, and thanks for being able to join here. And from the start, I started in technical field. And after a while, I understood that I wanted to work with leadership and entered into project management. So, and later on, I've also had program management roles. And I've been able also to work with several different kinds of projects, R&D projects, customer projects with end customers, also internal operational excellence projects and ICT projects. And then also smaller assignments, helping others in facilitating and being a moderator for different workshops and team activities and so on. That is essentially my background.
It sounds really, really interesting. If you have that rich experience, how can you define the mentorship then?
I would say mentorship are several things, of course, to bring a friendly environment into the mentoring, having it inspiring and an open climate in order to create a good communication, to share different experiences, both those who have been successful and also those who maybe needs improvement over time as an experience. And I think it's very much like similarities to supportive parenthood also.
Mm.
So that, I would say, is the essence of it.
That was a perfect introduction to our mentorship, I think. And drawing on that, I am really curious to hear what has been the most valuable experience in being both a mentor or a mentee.
May I start?
Go for it, Kelly.
Yeah. I think it's definitely a great opportunity to connect with experienced project management professionals here in Sweden. Mm-hmm. In my case, that I came from other country, I was very much interested in getting to know people from here in my profession, understand the cultural difference, mm-hmm. And of course, take the chance to develop myself and get new perspectives about the profession.
That sounds really great. And what about you, Jonas?
For me, it's very much so that to see someone else reflect and on different situations, and also to see them grow in their profession is very rewarding.
That's great. But if we are talking about experience, do you have any funny stories then?
I think I can share one experience that I don't know if you guys know, but Jonas was my mentor in the pilot program. So we had this, because it is a little bit awkward in the beginning when you get to know someone new and you have to open yourself. But we started this just before the pandemic. Oh. We were lucky to have one presential meeting. Mm-hmm. We shared a lunch. It was very nice. But after that, we had to move on to a virtual online meetings. It was very uncomfortable in the beginning, and all the things that were happening at the same time with the pandemic and the impact, yes, in our work, in the way we work it. It was very, very good to have someone to go through it with me. Mm-hmm. And we shared some funny moments, trying out these new tools, putting funny backgrounds in our pictures. You can picture your balloons and the parties and the yes, forest. And now it's common. Now we know and understand how important is that to connect to the other people that is meeting with us virtually.
Yes.
But at that time, it was not so obvious. So, yeah, it was super good and fun to have someone to share this.
Yes, we had a good sharing there.
I recognize this with the different backgrounds that you can choose and trying to switch on to a more like online communicating almost with everyone. I know the background pictures you are speaking about, and I am using them myself for fun.
Yeah, sometimes you can actually really surprise a person who is on the second site.
Yeah, and when you apply this to the project management profession, when you need to connect with your team, this can be an icebreaker. So, yeah, all the experience was super valuable.
Amazing. And you, Gosha, do you have anything to share? Do you have, because you also had a mentor or mentors in your life.
yeah, I have, but I don't know if I have some funny story to share right now. I mean, yeah, we used to have fun. That's the first thing when we work together or when we communicate with each other. Not funny story, which I will share right now.
You had fun while doing it. That's
yes,
that's
exactly
the most important.
Yes, I try to do that at least.
Yeah,
it's not boring.
And I think also due to my mentor's recent pregnancy, we had to put our meetings on hold for some time. But now I'm really excited to be back on track. But this also includes sharing our Zoom meetings with my mentor's lovely children who is visiting and sometimes interrupting a bit, and breastfeeding breaks and a little bit of chaos. But our meetings are always fun and still to the point and always eventful. So I really enjoy my experience.
That's great.
So can you please tell us a little bit more about the PMI Sweden's mentorship program? Who would like to introduce? Jonas, please.
It's for PMI members, and as such, it's also a voluntary part of it. So it's not connected to any particular company, and for free, there is no extra fee or anything.
Perfect.
What we've seen also in the programs that has been ongoing is that the feedback from the members have been very good, and that's really good thing to with the feedback we have gotten so far.
Yes, and me myself, I love it. I love the opportunity, and I think everyone should go for it, for sure.
To be honest, I am even interested in, and preparing to this episode also, I get some interest in that part of PMI as well.
Yeah, I just would like to add that the participant can play either roles, mentee or mentor, or even both, because maybe you want to develop yourself in a certain area that you have not stepped in yet. But you may have something that you are good at that you can share with others. So yeah, that it's a very good opportunity to share this knowledge and development.
Anything more which we can say about the PMI new mentor program?
And we can highlight that we are very close to the next moment for launching the program. So it will be on the 26th of October this year. We will have a webinar to inform all the interested participants. We will share the information in our webpage, PMI Sweden webpage, about what are the opportunities, how to enroll, and also we have our contact there. If you guys are interested to be a mentor or a mentee, if you have questions, we have Q&A there. Yeah, we are excited to share with this and invited all the PMI Sweden members to, why not? Let's step in. Let's share.
So listen now, dear listeners. So if you're interested in the mentorship program with PMI Sweden chapter, hurry up and apply to become a mentor or mentee. As it was mentioned, begin in late October. So check out PMI Sweden chapter's website or social media for more information. And I'm benefiting a lot from it. And I'm sure that you that will apply will benefit too.
Yes. And to apply, how can we help our listeners? I mean, Kelly, do you have any special tips for the mentee? What they should do, or yeah, what is the important part of it?
So my tips for the mentees are, first of all, try the program. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid of exposing and sharing your goals in your career and looking for help. We have a great team of volunteers, experienced professionals. And even though when you are matched with a mentor for a different industry, for example, you can benefit a lot about sharing these different practices in these different industries.
Mm.
Also, don't be afraid about the amount of time that you need to put on it, because it is manageable. You agree if it will be one meeting per month or more with your mentor and mentee. So yeah, definitely. Don't be shy and take the opportunity to join.
So it seems quite flexible, and most of the things to be decided between the mentor and mentee when it comes to time commitment and such.
Yes, it's very flexible, both the time commitment and the topics that will be discussed along the sessions between mentor and mentee.
I'm a little bit curious, what have been the most discussed topics between you two, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, as I mentioned before, I was very much interested in the culture aspects. So we discussed aspects related to communication, mm-hmm. verbal, non-verbal, and within the cross-cultural aspect. So yes. I'm coming from Brazil and here mm-hmm. in Sweden, even though having a experience in international companies, it's totally different when you have to be within the new culture.
Yes.
So it was really, really valuable to me. And also about negotiation practices. Mm-hmm. How do you mm-hmm. deal with conflict within the context of this new culture? So so I think that those two topics, everybody can benefit of discussing and having this open discussion with an experienced professional that yes. understand what is the daily project manager challenges.
Mm, for sure.
We also did replay of already occurred events. So we did a couple of cases.
Mm. Yeah, it's true.
Where we rewinded and discussed if and how maybe possibly things could have been done differently. And that created a lot of new ideas or reflections on different situations.
Yeah, and help us to connect it to each other as well. As some challenges that we project managers face, they happens to happen in every place in the world. But the way we deal with that can be different depending on each professional. So it was super interesting to have this fresh perspective and have the opportunity to look back and see, okay, what could be done? How? Because this may happen again in the future. What else other tools can I use? What else other strategies can be used for this particular situation?
You become a mentor and mentee in a very strange times. But at least you got to meet once before you had to switch it all to online.
Yeah, I was lucky. When I participated as a mentor, I had not the same lucky, so I did not met presentially with my mentee. We did all virtually, but at that time we were better in doing things virtually. So I felt a good connection with the mentee, even though we have not had the chance to be together for a cafe, for a lunch. Doesn't matter in which city you are sitting. So if you are interested to develop yourself in a certain area, you can connect with someone that is far away from you and get to know new things. So valuable opportunity to all of us.
I have a question to Jonas, but before that, I am very curious, Kelly, what was the biggest culture shock for you coming to Sweden?
Maybe the first one was the behavior of the people. So when you are in a bus, when you are in a restaurant, whatever place you are, people spread themselves and people does not touch that much as we do as Latin people. So, for example, in my home city, when you get to know a new person, you give this person 3 kisses. And it doesn't happen here, even before the pandemic.
No.
What else can I say? Huge amount of coffee. Oh, my God. When I was offered a coffee, I like coffee. But when I saw the size of the mug full of coffee... No sugar. I was just thinking, oh my God, what could I do?
So
yes, we share a lot of things in common. I think that everybody is very friendly in a way they treat each other. I like that very much. The attention, the care. I felt very happy to get to know this when I met Swedish people. And everywhere, not only at work, everywhere, at the bus, at the store, everybody tries their best to help each other, to treat you well. So this hospitality is something that we cherish in my home country as well. So in certain way, I felt good being here, being among Swedes.
That's wonderful. I'm really glad that you have a good experience here. And Jonas, I am really interested in learning more on how you or why you became a mentor, and also why other project managers should do the same.
Me, myself, I've always been interested in practical knowledge sharing and see others grow. I've had the opportunity on and off through the years. So, and mentorship is one of those things, which is really interesting. And I think as a project manager and anyone or program manager, that everyone has got a lot of experiences. And what happens when you engage in mentorship, you realize that you actually have a lot of experience. You realize also things that in the everyday pace at work, you don't always take the time or have the time to reflect on things. But when you do as a mentor, you realize that you have a well to bring out good things from, and also help others to look at possible bottlenecks or stumbling blocks that you have experienced yourself. So I think that's a main reason also to become a mentor.
Sharing experiences and helping others to grow. Amazing.
But that's really important that if you change the perspective, it can become a even bigger experience in the end for yourself, and to grow up and develop the skills as a project manager.
Before we wrap up this really interesting discussion on mentorship, is there anything else that you would like to add on this topic, Jonas or Kelly?
It's maybe that if someone listens to this and haven't tried it before, try to take the challenge and do it. It's not critical in any way and can take small leaps, as I think Kelly mentioned earlier on. Go into this and help someone else and try it.
I'm thinking in my recent experience as a mentor and how happy I felt when we completed the program and my mentee, she was not, in the moment, she was not in the role as a project manager, but she pursues this position. So, and then she decided to apply for the PMP certification. And she got it. So I felt so happy for her because she shared with me her goals. I helped her, we discussed a lot of interesting topics, and in the end, she kept pursuing what she wants, and I could support her in certain way. So I felt proud and happy for her success, and I think that this is an important takeaway, the feeling of accomplishing something for someone. And also, of course, I learned a lot along the process as we worked in different industries and discussed the topics about how each industry deals with the different topics. I think that this is how I felt was incredible. It's really good.
For sure, to be part of someone else's professional success.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure that she will keep growing and she will lead very well her future projects. I'm sure of that.
Amazing. So Gosha, now it's your time to also apply to the mentorship program with PMI.
Yes, I decided in that moment that I will do that. No, it's really, really important. And it's so, so happy to hear that kind of comments and good reflection from both sides, from mentee and mentor side. So I really hope that our listeners also will feel the same.
I am sure.
Yeah, we will see how the numbers of applications will grow up after published episode.
Wait, let's hope a steep rise. Gosha, would you like to wrap up?
Yes, first of all, of course, I would like to thank you very much for attending this episode, Kelly and Jonas. And thank you very much, Josephine, also.
Thank you. It was great to do this first podcast episode with you.
Yes,
wonderful.
Finally. So it was,
finally it happened.
I hope that we will have all of listeners also happy as we are right now after listening. Yes, so thank you very much. I wish you the biggest success in the future and really good cooperation with the next program of mentorship in the PMI.
Thanks a lot to you as well.
Thank you. All the best. Bye. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to Experience Project Management Podcast, produced for you by PMI Sweden Young Professionals. PMI is the world's leading association for those who are interested in project, program, and portfolio management. If you want to become a member or know more about us and PMI Sweden chapter, please visit pmi-se.org or our social media channels. See you next episode.